This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. There's an art exhibit of a different kind at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod. It features artwork made with materials salvaged from the summer home of President and Jackie Kennedy in Hyannisport. In advance of the exhibit, I spoke with John Allen, executive director of the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum. I started by asking him to tell us where the idea for this unusual show came from.
I guess the genesis goes back to what was a renovation and remodel of President Kennedy's home, which is now owned by Ted Kennedy Jr. and his wife, Kiki. It was a modernization of the kitchen area and the bedrooms and adding what would be a heightened little addition on the top of the second floor for a widow's walk.
So a remodeling was happening at the house where once John F. Kennedy and Jackie would spend their summers, and right. The materials that came out were saved. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then who had the idea to use these materials and turn them into artwork?
In discussions that I had with Ted and Kiki, and we were talking about what was going on and what were in those storage buildings, we got talking about being able to benefit the Cape by bringing in local artists to reconstitute some of the salvage into art pieces, furniture, accessories, and then the proceeds from that would go into what is now a remodeling and updating campaign that's going on in the museum.
The artists got to choose which materials they would use.
Exactly. And we have mixed, with the guidance of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, we got the selection of different medium of different artists, and that worked out perfectly. Some were furniture makers. Some were able to take and reformat into art objects, and some were made into functional pieces like accessories, bowls, candle holders, and mirror.
Do you have a particular piece that's a favorite of yours that you can describe for us?
There is one, a table, that was made by an artist in West Barnstable. It's probably would seat 12 people, so it's large, and he made use of, there was a part of the widow walk, the original widow walk on top of the home came down, so there was like a piece that held the balusters on the floor, and then obviously there's one that held them on, in the rail, and he took the one that made it with the floor that had the little opening for each of the spindles and put that on the center, so it became an ability to hold candles or maybe some condiments, and he put the different pieces together of floorboards so the mixed wood, then he obviously finishes it off. So it's a very stunning piece and one that will be particularly attractive for someone who has a home because it has historic wood and it has the functionality. And the other was an interesting birdhouse. So it's kind of an arranged. And this was a birdhouse made by an artist from Provincetown. And it has a combination of, metal and nails. In fact, she made like a little fence of the nails in front and floorboard from the president's bedroom and a couple accessories on top of it. So it's a very interesting looking birdhouse. And we think that will be a very popular item because it has many pieces that you can easily see where they came from, and it happens to be a functional birdhouse. But they really all have distinctive attraction, and you can tell the workmanship in each one of them. That's what I like about it. Great skill and great talent and the gift of really recognizing with vision what it could become.
The show is artwork inspired by a presidential home. It's at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth. John Allen of the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve, very much.